Baba Kama chapter 3, Mishnah 9. Short Shava Mana Shinagach Short Shava Masam. So if you've got a bull worth a mana, worth 100, and it causes another bull worth 200, right? The Einan Avela Yafek Klum, and for whatever reason, the carcass is not worth anything. So the damage he's caused over there, this bull is 200. He's caused 200 worth of damage. And remember that this is for a short time, you split the damage. So how much does he have to pay? Is half of the damage is 100. But the bull that did the goring is worth 100. So noitel es ashor. So he'll just take the bull, right? The owner of the bull that got damaged will just take that bull because it's worth 100, and that's what he's owed. That's the damage he's owed. That's a pretty straightforward case. Shor shave masayim, shenagach shor shave masayim. What happens if the bull that gored is worth 200 and the bull that got gored, right, the damaged animal that's been killed was worth 200? And again, just for it's not worth anything, the carcass, for whatever reason. So here the damage again was 200, and he owes him half the damage, so he owes him 100. But the animal that did the goring is worth 200. It's worth more than the 100 that's owed. So Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir, al zeh neimar, this is the case that the pasuk, the verse said, umachra es ashor, you sell the goring bull, hachaya v'chatzo es kaspoy, and we split its money. So the owner of that bull will keep 100, and he'll pay over 100 to the animal that got damaged, that got killed over there. Amala Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said to him, v'chayin halocha, you correct, that is indeed the halocha. Kayamta, and you have fulfilled the first half of the verse, which was umachres ashor, hachayv achetzu esakaspo, that you sell the bull, that the living bull, and you split its value between the two. But velo kiyamta vegam es hameis yechetzun, you haven't fulfilled the end of the verse, which says, and the dead also they shall divide. You also divide the dead bull's carcass. So va'ezeh, what case is that, where you also divide the dead bull's carcass? So he says, zeh shor shavet masayim, shenagach shor shavet masayim. That would be, for an example, where the bull that gored is worth 200. The bull that got gored was worth 200 when it was alive. Va'hanavela, now that it's dead, its carcass is yafech hamishim zuz, is worth 50 zuz. Right, so the damage over there, the total damage is only 150. It was worth 200. You minus the 50 of the carcass, and so what's left over is 150. So they split that 150, and that's 75. That's what he owes him, right? Half of what he damaged him. So shezeh noitel chetzi acha vechetzi hameis, vezeh noitel chetzi acha vechetzi hameis. So what they do is they sell the living bull, and they each take 100 from that, and they sell the carcass, and they each take 25, half the carcass. So they each end up with 125, and that's the case where you fulfilled the whole verse, because now you've sold the live bull and divided its price, and you've sold the carcass and divided its price. And if you do the maths over there, you'll see that the person who got damaged, right, the damage that he incurred was 150, and he's now going to get paid. He'll now get back the 125 from the combination. So you'll see over there that they split the damage, which comes out to 75. If you do the maths, it comes out to 75.